know, just kind of talk about how, why you guys still shouldn't underestimate them and push them
beyond. I mean, this game's big for us, and, you know, not to look forward, but you got to look forward at some point and really just, you know, harness in on what the ultimate goal is here. And this game, it concludes that, and we really need to just have a solid game right off the bat and start fast, start strong.
On offense, Josh Gordon's getting a lot of attention, but how good is their running back group?
Yeah, they got some good running backs. They're multidimensional. And they can play, you know, a lot of different aspects of the game really well. So definitely we're not taking them lightly at all.
How much of a different runner is McGahee now?
Yeah, McGahee's a little bit different than in the past, but, you know, still a downhill kind of a guy, still, you know, runs strong.
And, you know, there's been a lot of talk this week about the uncertainty at their quarterback position. Are there things you guys can do defensively that you can do regardless of who's calling the signals?
As far as their quarterbacks, what we can do?
Well, no matter who their quarterback starts, you know, who starts.
Yeah.
Are there things you guys are going to do, you know, regardless of who is playing quarterback?
I think so. I mean, you kind of look at their key go-to players and, you know, and then you kind of fill in the blanks with the quarterbacks, and you try and kind of study each one individually and just kind of know in the back of your mind what each one does, and so when that time comes up, you're focused on that.
Studying each one individually, does that make maybe preparing for this team a little bit more harder?
Yeah, it does. I mean, just in different aspects, every team's different, you know, when it comes to preparing for them and go-to players, you know, kind of who's their main targets, and then, you know, you're kind of looking at different quarterbacks on top of that, so you're kind of just looking at everything.
How do you prepare for a guy like Tanny who probably doesn't have any snaps in the NFL at this point?
You know, it is tough. Yeah, it's tough. You just got to dig up whatever you can, I guess, and, you know, kind of go from that, and then really just really go off like the offensive coordinator and kind of go off of what they're really trying to accomplish in the grand scheme of things over what an individual does.
Do they like to take a lot of shots vertically? I mean, obviously Gordon's one of their weapons, but are they somebody that relies on a vertical passing game?
They have a vertical passing game within their offense, for sure. And, you know, it shows up in very specific times. But I wouldn't say that they rely completely on that by any means.
What's made Cameron effective this year, Dave, from what you've seen?
I don't know. It's just their whole offense as a group is a strong offense, and we're not taking them lightly by any means.
He's a pretty big, athletic guy, though, it seems like. Does he remind you at all of anybody in this locker room that you have to play against in practice?
Nah, he's kind of his own kind of guy, I guess, when it comes to everything.